When I was just a little girl, I asked my mother, what will I be? Will I be pretty? Will I be rich? Here's what she said to me. Que sera, sera.
Whatever will be, will be. The future's not ours to see.
Everybody.
Que sera, sera.
Okie dokie, this is not American Idol. I am sorry for that. What? Oh, I'm Mitch Miller. Yes, sing along. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show, A Dad's Point of View. That was Doris Day singing the title song from an Alfred Hitchcock movie in which she starred. Do you know the name? Kind of bizarre that that was the title song for an Alfred Hitchcock movie. A little bit of trivia there. You can email me at Bruce Allen if you know the answer. That's Bruce and Salen, SALLAN.com. That's S like in Sam's, like in Pastor Drew Sam's, our next guest for Teen Rap. Pastor Drew Sam's has been the high school pastor at Calvary Community Church in Westlake Village, California for the last 6 years. And he's also finishing doctoral work through George Fox Seminary in Portland, Oregon. Pastor Sam's and his wife, Erica, live in Westlake Village, California. Welcome back to the show, Pastor Drew.
Bruce, always a pleasure. Good to be back.
I love having you on our show, and we have a couple topics to choose from today. Religion or hovering, helicoptering, spoiling parents. So do you take your pick?
Well, I love it. I love how you give me the options. It's like a choose-your-own-adventure. Remember those old books?
You bet.
I asked on the break if I could kind of cover both, so thank you for your graciousness to allow me to kind of go with both directions. I'm going to start with Kids on a Leash. How's that?
Okay.
And one with religion. You know, it's very interesting. As I read your article and looking at it through the lens of my role, working with high school students, working with their parents, I do see that idea of helicoptering, you know, that hovering over kids that parents often do. And I do see that tethering so often. And I think you made a great point that letting go is hard. Mm-hmm. It was about halfway down your column. And when you said teaching our kids that ability to not be dependent on mom or dad is essential to maturation and ultimate independence. And I think that's where religion can play such a great role, is coming alongside families. And as a community, helping people become interdependent within the community and instilling values. And I'm sure you've experienced that in your Jewish faith.
Mm-hmm.
Even as I spent high holidays with you last year, there was a moment that I want to speak to when the dads bless their sons.
Yes.
There's a name for that. I don't know how to describe it. Is there?
No, we do it every Shabbat. There's a blessing for our boys and our girls and then all our children. I don't remember the exact name for it, but I do it every Friday evening.
And it was such a beautiful picture, and I'm just looking at this community of fathers blessing their sons, and I know that it goes beyond just dads and just sons, that there's that communal nature of raising the next generation. And I wonder if, you know, in our society, as we've become more and more independent, just across culture, we're less community-minded, we're less connected with our neighbors. I think the value of community in a religious standpoint is even more valuable because we're not doing it naturally in our neighborhoods.
It's funny. I never had really thought about the fact that these two topics are interrelated. And I also didn't acknowledge or even plan on the ironic coincidence that we are right between the two major holidays that make up the High Holy Days. It's Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. So we are, in fact, 1 year after you and I did attend the Chabad services, which are pretty darn, orthodox, so to speak. Very, very traditional. Let's use it that way, rather traditional than orthodox. So it's very interesting. Are there any particular biblical instructions about teaching your kids independence?
Well, you know, I'm going to go to the sentence you said, letting go is hard.
Okay.
And I'm going to go to Deuteronomy 6, that in that we find the Shema, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. And in the middle of that, there's this instruction that says, you know, when your children wake up in the morning all the way through the day and you're going and coming, everything you do, instruct your kids in the ways of the Lord. and help them to remember the things that God has done. And it's speaking to the whole community. And I see a very communal perspective on raising kids. You know, Hillary Clinton gets credit for it, but it's really an African proverb. It takes a village to raise a child. You know, that's millennia-old wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if letting go is so hard today because we don't invite a community of people in who we trust and who share the same values to help raise our kids. If it's only on our shoulders, I think sometimes it makes it harder to let go.
Well, I think that's it's a much worse problem today than it ever used to be, because the regard for the job of parenting in some quarters has been supplanted by the job of work. And women struggled with this a lot a couple, three decades ago, that they felt that if they didn't have a job, they were not fulfilled, regardless of how many kids they may have or what they were doing to bring a whole new generation up and into the world to be prepared. Now I think women are allowed more that choice of doing either or both. And ironically, the dads and the men are struggling with the role of fathering and working.
I completely agree. And then add on top of that, I think, you know, 50 years ago, you knew that the message you were giving your kids was probably reinforced by your neighbor.
Oh, yes. And
maybe by a teacher, maybe by a coach.
Maybe by television or a film.
Maybe, yeah, exactly. Books are read. So I think now we've become so siloed in our society that I think that religious context, and you know, for me as a Christian, I see that so profoundly playing out with families coming alongside one another and learning from each other's mistakes and helping and encouraging one another. It's been quite a journey in this society today.
Would you, in your experience as the pastor to so many high school age kids, would you agree or disagree with my potentially politically incorrect statement that the helicoptering, hovering, spoiling might be a little bit more dominant among the moms or the dads, or do you think that's just an old-fashioned stereotype I'm bringing?
Well, I can argue both ways because I've seen it so profoundly both sides. I think that it is a very generalized stereotype, but I think it's in different areas. I see dads hovering and helicoptering more often in the areas of sports.
Well, that right there, you're getting a gender.
Exactly. I'm doing it as well.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think.
Okay, how about the issue that you brought up, letting go? Because we don't have much time. In letting go, do you think there's a harder time on one side or the other?
Between mom or dad?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Come on. Tell me the truth.
I think it's harder for moms. But I'm being biased. I'm stereotyping.
Yeah, but it's a stereotype based in some reality.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I'm speaking
You're not
from
disparaging
my
moms.
My perspective, yeah.
I set you up. I'm sorry.
You did. I'm going to get some phone calls from some moms this afternoon.
Yeah, well, you want to do some backpedaling now?
No, I don't.
All right, before we run out of time, please tell our listeners where they can find more of your wisdom, because, gosh, I wish we had more time. We're gonna have to do another special show, which we haven't even aired the special show that we already did, but we will. And where can our listeners find you, Pastor Drew?
Yeah, I love you've got a list on your site, but I am blogging at wewillsinganewsong.com.
Wewillsinganewsong.com. Terrific. Pastor Drew, as always, a great pleasure, and a happy and healthy Jewish New Year to you.
And you as well.
I will talk with you next week, God willing.
Looking forward to it.
It is time for another break. You can tweet me at Bruce Salen, at Bruce Salen, or email me at bruce@brucesalen.com. We will be back to discuss family financial matters with Jim Scheinberg.
Consider all the worlds thy hands have made.